Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Thursday, February 24th. It's National Toast Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl coming to you from the Kmart restaurant. It's a bit wild. My buddy Bob was there yesterday and ordered a breakfast, but they didn't have any bread. And he lost it. He's very lactose intolerant. Let's start with Sir and the weather.
Tamik, quick question. Are you done with winter?
I was done with winter like a few weeks ago, but I know tomorrow is, that's why I decided to, you know, let me travel down to Ogden today because who knows if I'll get off my street tomorrow.
Well, that's just it, because winter's not done with you. We're back into the deep freeze, currently -8, but working your way up to a high of -4 under sunny skies, clear and cool today. And yes, they're calling for 100% chance of snow tomorrow, 5 to 10 centimeters. But if it helps, I'm predicting only a 10% chance of that.
So Weatherman Botnik, I just wanted to let you know something, that Tamik's poor dog just cannot use those snowshoes that she bought Fred. He's got 2 left feet.
I guess she got the wrong set. All right, sir, I gave you lots of numbers there.
-8, -4, 100%, 10 centimeters, 10%. That's 5 numbers. Must be it's time for a top 5 list.
Well, on National Toast Day, let's shout out to the top 5 toasts in the world. Melba, avocado, Masters, cinnamon crunch, and to the bride. And of course, let us all raise a glass to bread, for without it, I wouldn't be able to make this toast.
And don't forget that if you have 52 slices of toast, well, that's a full deck of carbs. National Toast Day honors the humble slice. You know, it is so versatile. It carries a multitude of jams, jellies, marmalades, and fruit compotes. But we don't just stop there. Toast can transport proteins and veggies, sprouts, and it also soaks up sauces and drippings. And everyone has a slightly different toast preference. For example, Darth Vader likes his on the dark side. Toast does accept seasonings very well. Add butter, ghee, avocado, or honey. You know, it doesn't matter what your preference is. You know, cinnamon, sugar, could be, depending on your mood. It turns out that butter makes plain toast better, but only margarine will eat. So. But not everyone is a fan. On the upside, it is buttered. And on the downside, well, it's not. It's time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Are you pulling out Rocky Horror?
No. As a matter of fact, I do like my bread buttered on both sides. I'm just going to say that right now.
All right.
Just going to put that out there in case anybody wants to make me a grilled cheese sandwich.
I want to see how you stand it up on the crust edge on your plate so you don't make a mess.
Oh, but that's how you make your grilled cheese sandwiches, right?
Oh, yeah.
With that bread, it was so good. Now I want to go and make a grilled cheese sandwich. Anyways, I know, right?
I'll take one.
Mustard with a little bit of, you ever do it with a little bit of mustard?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit of good English grain mustard. Just a nice thin layer. Because it gives a little, I don't know, gives a little interest. You know what I mean?
Like, are you old school or are you a panini press person?
Oh, I'm old school. Let's put that in the, you know, just put some butter in the pan and, or butter the bread even better. Oh, man.
We got a new segment coming up here.
Yeah.
Cooking with Tamik. 50 times with Tamik.
Cooking with Tamik.
He loves to eat. Oh my gosh. Anyway, today we're going with, when we were talking about toast, I was thinking not bread, but like, you know, toast to the people in our lives. So I'm going to go with a song called Memories by Maroon 5. It's a nice little song. And actually they remade the song and had a version with Nipsey Hussle on it, which is kind of sad because Nipsey also passed way, way, way too soon. I don't know, Ventura, do you know about Nipsey?
Yeah.
Yeah, like he died like, wait, what was he, like 30, think he was early 30s when he passed, but it was kind of ironic that he was included as well. But anyway, so here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the ones that you wish were here but are not, because the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way, because the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back you. So I love this song. It's a good reminder, you know, mourn the people that are no longer with us. But you know what? Let's celebrate the ones that we're here with. You know, it's overnight waking up this morning and seeing that war is happening. It brings perspective, right? We are very lucky in this country. A lot of people have been waving the flag of tyranny about when talking about what's been happening here. But tyranny is when you're sleeping in your bed and you wake up the next day and you're being bombed. I think that's more tyranny than anything else. So,
here.
You know, I just, my heart goes out to people who did not choose, whether it's the people in Russia who have not chosen what is happening right now, or the people that are living in the Ukraine that certainly have not chosen. But it's a reminder to let's take care of each other. Let's enjoy the moments that we have. Let's love on each other. And just try to have some joy, because my God, this year, we thought 2020 was bad. And 2021, 2022, we're only in February, people.
Yeah.
How's it looking? How about you? It's looking rough, but, you know, music has a way of kind of, for me anyway, it has very healing qualities. So listen to Memories by Maroon 5 today. And of course, always Toast by Coffee. That's always the one that I always listen to as well. So anyway, Memories, Maroon 5. That's my pick. Excellent.
Music can really open up and liberate things, especially when you're feeling particularly crowded in your current environment. So it can help us spread our arms and our wings a little bit, right? Let us get to Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by Future Shop. Great tech, great prices. Did you know that toasters were the first form of pop-up notification?
Yeah.
All right, Venture, what have you got for us today?
You know, let me start by, let's make a toast, guys. The past is history. The future is a mystery. But today is a gift, because it's a present. All right, so let's enjoy the present, guys. Thursday, let's jump into Thursday's tech. And today I'm spotlighting a tool that so many of our teachers and students have access to, but a lot of people rarely use it. It's a great tool for building mind maps, concept maps, or simply just doing some outlining, right? It can help students to brainstorm, process, and store large amounts of information, and it also helps with their metacognitive skills. I'm talking about Mindomo. And if you haven't checked it out, go visit your BYOD student portal and you will see it there, the Mindomo tool, right? A great tool for building concept maps and getting your learning on. So go check that out. That's it. Ventures with Venturo.
Is that kind of similar to Mural and Miro and Google something?
Similar to, I used to use a tool called CMap Tools. It was my favorite. It's similar to like CMap Tools or a mind map, mind mapping application. So okay. Lucky to start with a small concept and just keep on building and building on that concept.
Okay, well, let's fire up an instance and share it, and we'll figure out what to do in this building, what kind of new spaces we can create.
Yes. That comment coming to you from the Crimea room.
That would be just an inside joke.
Still too soon. It is Thursday. Let's get to Thursday's thought.
Yeah, I got a number of thoughts today. One, I'd like to echo Tamik's sobering thought and just spare a moment to think of millions of Ukrainians that will potentially be dying and living under oppression in the days ahead. And also for the soldiers on both sides who are sent in to die needlessly for some egomaniac to fulfill some sort of destiny in his own mind. So I would have thought in the 21st century we move beyond this stuff, but it just cautionary tale about making sure we have democracy and freedoms, and to work hard for each other is really what we need to do. Now to switch to a bit of a mystery around toast, and then my final thoughts on National Toast Day. So, mystery on toast. My grandmother would get up early when I was visiting her in Scotland, and like old school broiler, do the toast, flip it over, do the other side. And then in Britain, they've got this thing called a toast rack. And so she takes the toast out, puts it in the toast rack, and by the time you come down for breakfast, all the toast is stone cold. And my thought is, why not just buy Melba toast in the package? Because that's cold already. Like, why bother getting up early to toast beautiful bread that you can't even melt the butter in? Like, it was a mystery to me. Anyway, that being said, I have to say, besides the cold toast, the least satisfying toast for me is cinnamon toast. That's because it's just warm bread.
I think your favorite toast is rye.
No, actually pumpernickel, because I just love saying that word.
All right. You mean dark rye, Mark?
Oh, yeah, could be that.
Well, see, if you stick with the pumpernickel, you get the best of both worlds.
Okay, we're going to queue up $3 for next week's
go team.
Next week's sizzler.
Well, that's good. Then we can order more toast.
Excellent. We got $1 for the reference to Melba toast from the top five. Well done. And a quick note for everybody. Guess what? You don't have to go to YouTube or rely on an email. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, and Spotify. Never thought I'd say those words, but there we are.
Do you think we'll get picked up by Russian TV? I think not.
I mean, you know.
It reminds me of the old SCTV when they were invaded by 3CP1. All right, let's move on. That's it. We made it through another day, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening today. Have a great Thursday, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.